This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Vijay Thomas. Hutton is currently serving as the assistant vicar of St. Gregorius Basilius Orthodox Church in central New Jersey, and he's also presently serving as the National General Secretary of the NGOCSM of North America. At this time, I invite Hutton to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Barakamore, grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the riches of your divine gifts and the endowments of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments, perform and fulfill your will, and become worthy of your blessings and mercies from you, our Lord and our God, now and forever. Amen. If you have your Bibles, we will be reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 16, verses 13 to 18. Again, that is St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 16, verses 13 to 18. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus answered and said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. It is truly a blessing to be a part of this ministry and to participate in it. Tonight, as we reflect on this gospel, on these holy words, and meditate on the goodness of God and who He is, I would like us also to step back and take a moment to meditate on our own lives as well, on God's work through our lives, on God's ability to transform us, how He has changed us. If you think about it, when we, from the beginning of our life to the point where we stand now, the changes, the journey that we have taken, it can sometimes seem extraordinary. For myself, in this past year, the amount of change that has occurred has been more than I would have ever imagined. Becoming ordained as a priest and becoming an assistant vicar at a church and taking these responsibilities and all the change that it has brought with it, I stand in shock and in awe at this change. And as I stand and wonder about this change, I wonder about why God has created this change. Meaning, in all life, the one thing that always stays constant, the one thing that we can always know is going to happen, is that things are going to change. Things are always in flux. Our life, every moment, is different from the next. And you can never go back to the other moment. So the question comes, why did God, who is the creator, God who is the designer, God who is the architect, God who is the author of life and everything within it, create the world in such a way that we are constantly changing, that our situation is constantly changing, that things are constantly in flux? Why? Well, recently I came across the story of an old church. This church is one of the first churches in what we call Russia. Back in the 12th century, there was this small church, a wooden church, that was built. It was built in order to honor St. Mary. It was the Church of the Dormition. This small church in the 12th century was made of wood and was humble. And for 100 years, it served the people that now live in Moscow. Now, this small wooden church in the 12th century would, 100 years later, be in disrepair and needing of renovation. So the people then rebuilt the church out of limestone. And so this church became built from limestone. And after being built from limestone, it served the church and served the people of that community for another 100 years. Until one day, a prince arose, Ivan III, as we might know him as Ivan the Great. Ivan the Great was the one quintessential figure in Russian history that led to the independence and the creation of the real Russia that we know of today. Now, Ivan, as he was now crown prince, and his people were under subjugation by the Tartars, the Mongolian invaders, Ivan saw it necessary that if he was going to establish his nation, that he would need to give glory and honor to God, and to establish his nation by creating a great church, a church which all men could worship God. And so Ivan, as he took power, one of his first objectives was to build a cathedral. So he took the small church of the Dormition, the one that was 200 years ago made of wood, and changed to limestone, and now again in need of repair and renovation. He took this church and brought the best builders to build a stone church, a cathedral that would give glory to God. 2 years of work and effort on that church, and what had happened? Near the completion of the church, before the consecration of this great building, something happened. Something changed. A rare event. In Russia, an earthquake struck. Something that did not happen. Something that was out of the norm. And this earthquake shook this great building that had taken 2 years and some of the best workers to put together. And when that earth shook, that church, that building fell. Now, as a great leader, Ivan was in a very particular situation now. Does he go forward to rebuild? Or was this a sign of God? Why had God allowed this change to happen? Why had this come? Ivan went forward and he decided that he needed even better builders. So he went through Europe and found the best architect and the best technology to build an even grander church. And he went forward. And with these new technologies and these better architects and all of this more planning and more thinking, Ivan built the cathedral of the Dormition of St. Mary. And that same cathedral that was built over 500 years ago still stands today. It has endured the invasions of Napoleon, of the invasions that occurred during the World Wars. And it has endured communism that closed its doors. But today, there is worship. Worship to the Almighty God still happening in that church. Now, when I look at the history of this church, I begin to understand or start to understand or see that God has brought change. He has brought difficulties and good times and all these things for one purpose. And it is my humble opinion that God has done this, that God had brought that earthquake to that church so that it could be built stronger. Change happens for us to learn, for us to grow, and for us to test the foundations of which we stand on. If our foundations are strong, as the gospel message says, if we are founded on the rock, nothing will overcome us. No storm, no earthquake, no difficulty will overcome us because we are founded on that rock. But the difficulty and the changes occur for the fact that God is testing our foundations, and hopefully we will realize that if we topple, if we fall, if we are found to be caught up in the storm, that it is God telling us, get back up and build yourself truly on the rock. Truly on that rock that Christ had said, that rock of faith that Peter had proclaimed, that Jesus Christ is God. We must do this because it is God who is the grand architect. And it is Christ, Jesus, who is the humble carpenter, the carpenter that has built, the carpenter that is building, the carpenter that has created us. And he has created us to go through these changes, through these different phases in our life, through these different times in our life, the good times and the bad times. Now, I don't know what problems may be in your way at the moment, what stumbling blocks, and I don't know if it's a good time or a bad time. But I know that God is working. I know that the God of all creation is working to bring you to Him. He is calling you to change, to transform. He is calling you to endure and to be built stronger, to be built as He is built, to be perfect as our Heavenly Father, to be made in the image and the likeness of our Creator. Establish yourselves, my brothers and sisters in Christ, on the truth that Jesus is our Savior, that Jesus is our God. And when you establish yourself on that one truth, whatever wars, whatever conflicts, whatever issues, whatever problems come your way and shake your very foundation, you will not fall if your faith is founded in Him. Change will come. And the question that I leave with you tonight is that as change comes, and as change goes, and as we know that change is constant within our lives, are you established on the rock? Barkmore, unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks, and blessings for his living words to us, unto his Father. who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.